biscuit. And welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Snake.
My name is Fusion X.
I'm Dooley.
And it is just the three of us this week. Unfortunately, Chin or Tila couldn't join us. So yeah. We're going to do the best
the
we
boys.
Can. Just the gentleman boy. Again.
Just the three of us.
You have this like new singing thing going, Fusion.
I don't know,
you're,
man.
Like, really coming out of your shell.
Wow. What are you trying to say? You trying to say I'm a turtle? Is that it? I'm a turtle.
A turtle. I'm trying to
like
say
like of the Teenage Mutant Ninja variety, because that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it would.
The Fusion Turtle. We have a lack of news. This week.
Well, we do and we don't.
We do. Yeah. We do, and
so,
we don't.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's okay.
We've been making do for the last month.
We waited an extra day again this week to see if we could get some juicy
and
bits of news.
We do have some kind of official Play Online-ish stuff.
Sort of.
It's lame. Like, it's cool, but it's like, really? Like, a month and we get this. Final Fantasy XI's official website has RSS feeds now for topics and
so
information sections. Yeah, little late to the party. Definitely appreciated. Maybe now that they've been, working on this technology that's been out for, forever, maybe they can do, work on other things they, like 3 years ago, like avatars or something. That'd be nice. But there hasn't been any new information. Like, at all. Like, we had the update, and then, like, the week right after that, we had Sunbreeze, player event support, and then we had the, Moomoo 2.
Or whatever. Yeah.
And I think the thing after an update, that there's a lack of information, because, it's like there's the update, there's, like, that kind of drought, or that, a couple weeks where there's not really anything going on, and then there's, a little bit here and there, and then there's posts about the next version update. But this time with the last update, it was like, okay, update, and then right away they had these other posts, and now it's just a huge drought. And to make this worse, they had Gamescom at the, like, right around this time too, and they're like, yeah, we're still supporting 11, we have like a year of content planned out, and then they don't update the website for over a month. I hate every time I see this Final Fantasy XI is dying because they want people to go into 14. It's like, well, no, they want to support, both games and all that. They want people to play both. But when they don't have news for, we're looking at like four weeks now at least here with nothing.
You got to figure with 14, those guys are so busy.
Yeah, but it looks horrible when they're like, yeah, we still want to support 11. And
I think
then
what they should have done maybe is instead of just having just the dev team from 11 go over, maybe they should have added to the dev team and kind of split it up a little bit.
Well, I mean, they have two separate teams. I mean, it's not like every single person on 11 is on 14. They do have, these people are working on 11, these people are working on 14. It's just that, the bigger roles, like, producer or whatever, those are the same people. But, I mean, there are two separate groups working on the games, but it's just, it's horrible, before 14 was announced, just when it was Rapture, everyone's like, Rapture's going to come out. They're not going to support 11 anymore. They're just going to stop caring. And they're like, no, we're going to support 11. And then they're kind of not
no
really
news.
Helping. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully we get something soon. I think right now a lot of people are predicting an update for October. We got word last week that the Vanadil Collection 2 is coming out, and that'll have a Shantotto Ascension in it. That's coming out, I think it was November. So, you know, between now and then, there's going to need to be an update, because they're not going to be selling that right as soon as the add-on comes out.
Right. We had an email about that, didn't we?
Yeah. Let me
lack of news.
Let me bring
or lack of information.
Says, hello, esteemed PFA hosts. My name is Shaddix, and I'm from the Fairy server. First of all, let me say thank you for everything you do for the Final Fantasy XI community. I've been listening to the show since the OMG White Mage update last spring, and have quickly caught up to all the past episodes while I wait patiently for a new one to devour each week. Another one of these crazy people that go and, like, listen to everything.
Listen to every episode. It's like, I've been listening to PFA for, like, 60 straight hours now. Oh, my gosh. I think I'm gonna puke.
Let me stop you here for a minute. Okay, we're PFA hosts, but when did we become esteemed? When did that happen?
Esteemed? Esteemed. I don't know what... I know.
Esteemed vegetables?
Esteemed?
Some of us have been steamed a couple of times on the show.
I eat chin. I don't know. When did we become esteemed? I don't recall ever being esteemed or...
Anyway,
because don't you have to like go through like, you know, like an anointment process where you? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, let's try and jump out of the hole we're digging with that. Good job, Duel.
Awesome.
I wanted to write in and comment on why I think the Final Fantasy XI community is such a strong one. I think that what sets FFXI players apart from everyone else is the sense of fellowship we have with one another, because of all the Bull Galka sound. That we have to put up with, both from our game publisher's shocking lack of customer service acumen and the critics who never pass up a chance to give a free reach around to that other MMO.
Right.
While merrily taking a dump on Final Fantasy XI. I'm a firm believer in growing by your personal experiences, and I think 11 is the best MMO to cut your teeth on, especially in the early days when things weren't handed to you. Anyway, what are your thoughts on the strength of the Final Fantasy XI community? Do you think it'll be able to survive even after the content stops, or do you think that everyone's going to be swept up in 14 and with 11 firmly regulated to ancient history? Sincerely, your friendly neighborhood ranger and PFA contributor, Shaddix. You know, 14's not even out yet, and we can see, you know, there's been a lack of content. We can already, we can tell, you know, how it's affecting, you know, the communities already. You know, I think probably one of my, you know, things I've noticed, like on BG, it seems that there's just kind of a lot of just little threads here and there, nothing like really big, because there's no news for people to talk about and, you know, kind of guess on and stuff. You know, same with any forum for 11, really. I mean, there's, you know, if there's nothing coming out, that's definitely gonna, you know, hinder the
amount
of discussion that people are having on the game.
Yeah.
And even on unrelated topics, like if, you know, like the job threads or something, if there's, like, people aren't, they're just like, oh, there's no new information. Like, there's nothing to be kind of, like, pumped for, I guess, if that makes any sense, but...
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope.
Well, like, you got to figure, like, you know, 5 years ago, there was so much potential, you know, in the job thread category, for instance. Mm-hmm. They, you know, you could say, you know, OMG, they could make any job, you know, and implement it into the game. And, like, right now, we're like, you know, that's not really.
Yeah, 20
like
jobs, you know, where's our avatars? That's it. The summoner thread is like a blaze. And then everyone else is like, I soloed something on PUP. And they're like, good for you. Have
good times.
Have a treat.
As far as the community is concerned, it's really sort of it's really sort of an enigma. I mean, you can say that, you know, people band together because Final Fantasy XI is sort of like the underdog, you know, with not as many players. But other communities are just different. You know, even if you have all those players, you know, it's the people that play 11 are just, I guess, a different cut from a different cloth.
Well,
I guess you
I think
say.
The big difference too between 11 and the other MMOs is, you know, in 11, you know, it's an older game, you know, so it's the idea was, you know, it was like, okay, you come in, you play with other people. You know, these days, you know, lots of MMOs, you can do quite a bit just by yourself.
That's true.
You know,
yeah.
11 has that kind of thing where they want you to play with other people, and they don't. I don't want to say they force it upon you, because they really...
They do, sort of, though.
They do, and they don't.
I mean, no, seriously, they do. There are things in 11 that you just cannot do by yourself. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, a specific example, but, like, Sacrarium, for example. You need to have at least two people to do that. Or, like, let's say, like, in the beginning of the game, you had, like, the three mage door. You know, that's sort of, like, hints at... You know, having at least three people there, you know, different jobs.
Well, I mean,
to do
just even just starting out, like, you know, a lot of MMOs, you can, you know, go quite a bit just, you know, soloing and doing quests and stuff. Mm-hmm. But with 11, it's like, okay, you hit 10 and you're in the dunes, you know. I mean, a lot of people have, you know, now that Fields of Valor and stuff is out, people have, you know, found ways to kind of pass the dunes, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is that kind of forced into a community kind of feeling that you get from 11 that you don't get with the other MMOs.
I think that you can say that, but still, you know, even so, I still think that the people that play Final Fantasy XI, or Final Fantasy XI as a game, just like the players are just different than you'll find in other games. Mm-hmm. Like they're just friendlier and more approachable, and I don't know how to explain it. It's an enigma. I don't know why it's that way, but maybe just 11 requires a certain je ne sais quoi from the player.
It might just be the brand name. I mean, you know, maybe. A lot of people, you think, okay, just Final Fantasy. You know, lots of people, you know, kind of tie that in with, like, anime conventions and that kind of bit. And like, those people are very, like, community-oriented, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, and then they bring that into the game. Maybe it rubs off on some people, but...
The Final Fantasy series is really old, and so... You know, most people that play 11 have probably played other Final Fantasies in the past as well, and that sort of brings us together in that sense, you know, and sort of brings us a little closer. But, yeah. What about you, Dooley? What do you think?
I really don't know how to, you know, put my finger on it. I don't know what causes the community to be so strongly banded, but
it's in the water.
It definitely is there. It's in the water. Absolutely. Anyone who steps foot in Peshawar Marshlands.
Yep.
It's hard to explain, but yeah, it's amazing to see like what people will do for each other in the game and beyond the game, and you know, it's not something you see very often. I mean, I haven't played other MMOs, like, to a certain extent. I know, Stake, you've had a lot of past experiences with other MMOs, but...
Right, yeah.
And just reading people's forums and seeing how, like, people from other games, you know, talk to each other, and even people who play the game with them, you know, they really don't have that kind of sense of fellowship or you know... banding together to help each other out. You know, someone asks a question, is like, no, shut the hell up, noob, you know, instead of, no, this is how you do this, or, you know, this gear, you know, does this, or what, you know, just advice or help or anything like right. that.
Yeah, I think maybe another reason why 11 community members are closer is that this game started with in Japan. And when the NA players started playing, the Japanese players were really helpful to begin with. Okay? Stay with me here. And when we sort of started leveling up and getting more advanced, we sort of, like, started to return the favor, and it sort of maybe snowballed from there, and maybe it's close because of that. I don't know. I've played other MMOs, and I've never gotten involved in any other, you know, community stuff with any other MMOs. People aren't as close. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Definitely.
I do understand where you're coming from with the snowball effect. I mean, there's a lot of people that I've, like, raised, like, throughout the game. Like, I've watched them grow up as a player, You know, I've been helped out when I was a noob by just random people, so I help out people and make friends with them. And if I see them not return the favor, they definitely get berated. I mean, come on, we all come from humble roots here, and if you don't, you know, keep the chain going, you're just going to have a game full of assholes.
I think that Japanese players had something to do with that, though. You know what I mean? Like, when we started, there was nothing. There was no information. There was no wiki.
Yeah.
You know, we just had to try to cross the language barrier, and these guys were really helpful. You know, they would show you where stuff was, because, you know, it was difficult. It was hard. It was very hard. But yeah, and you know, when you got to be level 50 or something, and someone said, "I need help with this," you remember how that felt to not, you know, be able to do that yourself. So it's like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, help this guy. I don't know.
Yep.
The force, it binds us, it brings us together, it binds
it's all
the universe
around
together.
Us.
It's in the rock. Okay.
I already told you, it's in the water.
It's in the water.
Don't drink the water in Bastok. That's what it is. The stuff from the mines is getting in there. It's messing with people's heads.
All right.
Next up, we have actually some interesting news. And this can be found over at JP Button. Sundy recently gave a speech at the CESA Developers Conference about RMT. And I mean, this is, you know, Sundy has done this kind of stuff before. Austin GDC a couple of years ago, Tanaka gave the keynote there, and Sundy spent quite a bit of time during that talking about RMT and you know, how they've been combating it, you know, with Final Fantasy XI and the Special Task Force and all that. But we got a really interesting look this time at like the tools they use. He actually shows a PowerPoint presentation. There's some images of the tools in that, and there's the link is on the article on JPB for that. But it's really interesting to see kind of how all this stuff, you know, we think, oh, Special Task Force, they're just, you know, they're doing this and this, they have bots, you know, programs that run this, and to an extent, you know, that is true. One of the things that they do have is they show us what, like, you know, they always talk about going and looking in at the logs. And we see, you know, that there's, like, a timestamp in the log. It'll show, like, the action of the person. And it appears that there's some kind of, like, unique, like, identifier, like, you know, so you know that this person is this person. Like, you know, to say, okay, this number is this person, you know, like, I don't know how they relate, you know, that kind of stuff, but... you know, and that won't change. So, like, the person could, you know, move servers, change their name, you know, all this stuff, and they'll still know who that person is.
So they gave each character a social security number.
Essentially. In a way, yeah. And they also have a program that follows the you know, the money trail. And I think that was mentioned at FanFest. I'm not sure if that was the RMT poner or not.
RMT,
no,
yeah, RMT owner.
I think it had something to do with, yeah, it was like they basically trace all the way from like who farmed it and who provides it all the way to the buyer.
Right.
I don't think that was a part of the owner though.
Every single piece of skill has a social security number too.
It very well could. Who knows? But, you know, they talk about, you know, there used to be a quest in Sandoria where, you know, you gave 5 gil to this NPC, and, you know, if you won, you could get, like, 10 gil back, and so, you know, RMT would spam packets at the NPC, and they could make, like, 1 million gil in a day.
So
they had
crazy.
They had to change that. You know, then they talk about how... It's really interesting to see how this whole RMT thing has kind of evolved. You know, they talk about, you know, the era of simple cheats, as Elmer puts it, where, you know, it was just people, you know, they were warping around and, you know, developing tools to allow the separation of log elements from that so they could tell, you know, okay, this is a chat, this is an action. You know, then RMT started using bots to exploit phishing, so they had to change the phishing system. They made more adjustments to the in-game log. We have, you know, illegal access, and we, you know, we're still seeing a lot of this today, where RMTs are using web pages and other methods to steal accounts. You know, they've been putting up notices a lot on the Play Online website, telling people, "Hey, be careful of third party websites."
Right.
You know, they don't give away your. They came out with the one time password to help, you know, get it hacked. Then they also said that they've worked with law enforcement, which is very interesting. I'd love to hear a little more detail about that.
Yeah, definitely. That would be very interesting.
Because, you know, it's not illegal to, you know, take someone's character. Like, it's an account. Like, it. I don't know how that works. That would be... I wonder if there's anything on the slides for that. We'll have to take a little bit of a look at that and maybe get some more information on that next week. Then they have the era of cultivation, and, you know, this is where, you know, all the RMT bots are up in Mount Zalom, you know, just mining points, and, you know, everybody probably has heard of that at some point. You know, it's just, it's crazy. And the last one, and this is something that everyone is probably familiar with, chargebacks. RMT began to use stolen credit cards to create accounts, and this caused damage not only to the customers but to Square Enix and the credit card companies. And this is the reason for the implementation of 3D Secure. It's not anything to do with the Japanese Online Gaming Association, as we had thought. It's possible they looked at that, hey, this, you know, might be nice, it'll account for this too or something, but really the biggest part was, you know, when there was a chargeback, the credit card company lost money, Square Enix lost money, and, you know, people involved with all parties had to, you know, look into it and fix the issue. So that's why they've implemented the 3D Secure Payer Authentication System for 11.
Obviously, there are still questions that are go into that. And for example, you know, why not PS2 and Xbox players?
Right,
you know,
there's a whole other topic we could go into, but we've beat that down.
But yeah, that's kind of interesting to finally hear, you know, exactly why they implemented that, and, you know, it makes sense, you know, as it's for your protection, it's for Square's protection, and it's for the credit card company's protection.
Right. So you can check that out at jpbutton.com. We'll also have the link in our show notes for that. So check it out. Definitely an interesting read. And we'll try and we'll talk to Elmer and Corinth, see if there's anything more about that law enforcement stuff.
Okay. All right, next in community news. The Distant Worlds Chicago concert... they have just added Melodies of Life to the lineup of songs, which is a really awesome song. Obviously, that song has to be sung, so it's going to be
Susan Calloway is going to perform that. Moroku got the newsletter, I think, right before Reddit. He's like, ZOMG, I have to go to this concert now.
I think he piddled, I'm not going to lie.
Piddled, oh jeez.
Okay.
Do we have to edit that? Piddle?
No. Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. Piddle is a good... Piddle is PG.
Piddle, I mean, you know, it's almost fun to say.
It is fun to piddle.
It is fun to say.
Yeah.
Piddling.
Absolutely.
Wow. To piddle. That's the definition of piddling. To piddle.
Sorry, Moroku. yeah, we're gonna all try to get to that.
Don't tell him you're sorry. There. Don't lie.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna try to get there. That concert's getting kind of close to Christmas. It's December 12th,
and it's also probably gonna be cutting pretty close to FanFest if they ever decide to announce something about that.
It's gonna be
eventually gonna be, someday.
Possibly. I mean, I'd love to go there. Oh my goodness, because I can see from now and then, you know, them come out and saying Umatsu's going to perform on stage Final Fantasy 14 music, and we're gonna be like, Oh my gosh. So we'll try to get to that. That'd be awesome. We had a really awesome time last time. It was in Chicago. It was really
Heck
cool.
Yeah.
So there we go. Awesome. Next in line on our news list, we have Extra Life donations being auctioned off on eBay for the lock-in that we're going
to
have.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in coming up to Michigan for the lock-in for Extra Life, you're going to need to go ahead and bid on one of the lock-in tickets.
Right, they start at $40.
$40, and chances are if you haven't already and you still want to do it, you can get in without any any problem. Obviously, people flying up to Michigan, it's kind of a lot to ask in this case. But there are some people that are coming. We can see that, a couple of them have been bid on already. So if you're interested, make sure that you grab one of those seats.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun, for sure.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
You guys going up for that?
I'm going to try to get there. Heck yeah. What about you, Duel?
If we make the plans, heck yeah.
All right. Okay.
Get everything all settled in and figured out, and it shall be done.
And as awesome. A reminder, if you aren't going up to Michigan, you can still participate this year with us with Extra Life. If you make a donation to either Team Limit Break Radio or Team Pet Food Alpha, please make it to Team Pet Food Alpha, you will get access to the Ventrilo server. We're going to be doing the 24-hour broadcast again. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot of fun last year. People really enjoyed it. We're going to do it again this year. So if you're interested, it's a great cause, so go ahead and donate to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good cause. The proceeds go to the Texas Children's Hospital, and they use that money for kids with cancer and that kind of good stuff. So it's really a really awesome opportunity for folks like us to get involved in something like this. So really cool. And you get to play video games.
Yeah. So. I mean, your chances are you are going to be doing that anyway. So, I mean, might as well be doing some good with it.
Yeah, this is true.
Exactly.
All right. Let's talk about next week's show.
This is an idea we had. And we've been getting kind of mixed feelings on the Twitter from this. Me, Steak, and Duel, and a bunch of Link Shell friends on Asura, have gotten into the open beta for Aeon this week. And
just head up, sir.
It's kind of one of those things where it's like it's going on all week. We kind of want to make sure we can, just get a feel for everything that's in the game. So we're like, maybe it would be interesting to you, our listeners, to hear about, our experiences with Aeon. Maybe talk about,
do a compare and contrast.
Compare or something to 11, which a lot of people are thinking, don't do that. It's going to pwn 11 or something. Some people said maybe compare it to 14. If we do 14, chances are that will be done on Aetherite Radio at a later date. But let us know what you think.
We're probably going to be spending a lot of time in Aeon this week.
Right.
So, but also, if you have any questions about it, you can certainly send us an email if you want to flame us for even mentioning doing a show about Aeon.
Yeah.
Regarding Final Fantasy XI,
email and Twitter will work if you want to throw anything our way. Also, if there's anyone right now that has or is in the Aeon beta. That would be interested in maybe joining us for a discussion like that, let us know. Maybe we can work something out. I know there's at least a couple of people that I've seen that around the PFA community that are doing this. I think Play School might be.
He's in the beta, really?
He might be. I'll talk to him. I'll figure something out. Well, maybe we'll get him back on for that. But let us know what you guys think. If this is something you guys don't want to hear about, we won't do it. If we do get a lot of people that are kind of interested in this, that's definitely something that we'll look into then.
I'll take excuse to get Play School on again.
Yeah. They're still giving away beta keys at FioPlanet. Anybody's
for paying subscribers, it's not for free subscribers.
This is true.
So, Unless you have cool connections, you're going to have to pay. So.
LOL.
Lol, cool connections.
We'll talk a little bit about that next week, because we're sort of not really that far into it yet, but
we're enjoying it, I think.
That is all right. All right, let's see. What is next?
Player achievements
for
and we decided that Steak is going to read player achievements this week because it's been a while.
It has been a while. It's been a long while, sir.
You guys don't usually let me do it because I always read everybody's player achievements. You guys just sort of skip over it.
Thanks to Square Enix, you know, with the lack of news, that kind of cuts down on some of the showtime, so we can make that up with player achievements.
All right. Player achievements for this week. We have Vantry. He says he's got me a Hobby, a Paladin 60. Congratulations. Also got a Joyous.
Nice.
Which is sweet. Yumi-chan. Haven't heard from her in a while. She got Samurai Relic Feet, finally.
Nice.
And is now 3 out of 5. We have Sylvanas NPC Ding to level 66. Wow. Obtain Angon for Derg. Awesome. And also got Drake's Bane.
Nice.
Awesome.
Burn Herbert says, got 4 O-ingots from doing Royal Ramble, as well as 2 Peacock Charms from Under Observation.
Wow.
And mined up a Chroma Ore. Champion right there. Carletta says, dinged Ninja to 33. Sweet. I'm leveling that to 37 now because I got Utsusemi-ni from the ACP quest in Juno.
Nice.
Very cool. Shaddix says, got my Starlight Medal with 1 day to spare. Did you Under Observation and got Utsusemi-ni. Dark to 37. Ding. Chain Stun. Goodness. Jensen says, Scholar 40. Beat Prami Vazel and Stake. I was kiting. Nice job. Yeah, that was pretty fun. All right. Knives Million says, obtained Herald's Gators off of Tiamat. Dimlo says, nice. Obtained Etoile Kas... how do you say that? Kasak?
Body. I just pronounced it body.
Body. 5 out of 5 now on
it's one of those things, like, it the way it's spelled, it doesn't sound like that at all. It's pronounced Kasak. Body.
Etoile Kasak. Obtained Etoile Bangles +1, but lost against Layla. That sucks.
Dude, I hate her.
I know, right?
See, dude, Mott doesn't have anything on Layla.
No?
Layla could kill Mott, man. It's horrible. I was 1 for 7 or 8 on her, I want to say. It was pain in the... I didn't beat her until I was 75 with merits.
Wow.
Yeah. It's rough.
Sevo Kevo says, not in game, but I just got my Extra Life lock-in ticket, and my internet came back after a week-long hiatus. Welcome back, sir. Demian Magus says, got blue from 40 to 62 in 1 week.
Jeez.
Including spells, 40 through 67 AF gear completed, Sleep Gatu quest, sold scroll.
He's going to need some Sleep Gatu after all that leveling, man.
Yeah, really. Sold scroll, bought insomnia earring, anti-venom earring, and a shiv chain. Did Bastok mission 5-1 and 5-2, currently ranked 6. Obtain Dynamis access, and I'd like to give a huge shout out to the Dynamis Elite LS as well as Ephiroth, Sarisa, Segan, Cressidia, Zarin, and Plagueis on the Hades server.
That's a lot for a week, man.
That is a lot for a week. He was busy.
He must have, like, not slept and had, you know, the whole, like, case of Red Bull and mini fridge right next to him with the microwave or something for
Mountain Dew and Pixie Sticks, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Mountain Dew and Pixie Sticks. That is all the achievements for this week, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for your submissions. If you have
something, congrats to everyone who did something wonderful this week.
Yeah.
And those who didn't.
Congrats to people who did stuff.
Congrats to those who didn't. Did
something. All right. All right, now that is out of the way, we will move on to our in-game. Who wants to go first? Anybody? I'll go first. I've been doing... Wow, I think this is the first time I've gone first in a long time.
Yeah?
Don't blow it.
Okay.
It'll be the last time.
Pressure's on.
Me and my buddy Opie been concentrating on doing COP. So last week, I forgot to mention that I did go ahead and beat Oryu.
Nice.
For the Oryu fight. It was pretty easy. It was actually really easy. I don't know why I was so worried about it. We just went in there and just destroyed it. Finished Sacrarium. We duoed it. Duoing Sacrarium for the win. Two Beastmasters go in there. Just own it. It's so easy. The traditional, you know, full party way of doing it seems so incredibly difficult in comparison. but yeah, duo Sacrarium, awesome. We did Primeval, climbed all the way up, cleared it, no problems.
Nice. Awesome.
It's pretty cool. What's after Primeval? I don't remember. Is it three paths?
Probably.
I think Primeval was the last thing that I did. That is pretty much it. Did some sky with the link shell.
Lol sky.
Yeah, I know. I'd like to get a pair of Zenith mitts. Maybe some crimson pants.
You would
get in line with your link shell.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm saving those points, and one day, and a lot of the people in the link shell are spending all their points up on stuff like Hydate, which I'm like, okay, those are cool, but I'm not really after those. So like a lot of the players that have like a lot of points are bidding on other stuff, which is cool. So I don't know. We shall see about that. But that's it. That's all I got.
All right.
So, Dooley, usually we let Fusion go first, and then Dooley picks up. So, Fusion, why don't you go, and then if you forgot something, Dooley will go ahead and chime in.
Let's see. This week, lost a campaign medal.
Oh,
so I've been slacking a little bit, but not like I really need any benefits from that. Anyway, what else did we do? Did some salvage. Was the Usu legs, was that last week?
I don't recall. I think it was Sunday. So yeah, it probably would have been on this show.
Got the Uzu legs from the chariot. De-leveled on my Corsair. Took my Corsair to do the OHAT run.
And
I mean there's a positive way to look at it. I went from only having 300 XP buffer to, you know, 23k. So I mean that was kind of nice. But that's
a very good way of looking at it.
That's really all. I haven't really been doing a whole lot.
Did he miss something?
What did I miss, Duel?
This is like the Duel and Fusion show here. You guys used to like do separate in games, but now you just do one big clump.
Yeah, we do one big clump.
Yep. Do your part of the clump.
I'm part of the clump.
Yeah, word.
He did go on Corsair to the OHAT run. We neglected to mention that we pet burned the OHAT, which is like the only way to do it.
How many people does it take to do that?
You can do it with four. You can do it with three Beastmasters, and it'll take a little over an hour. You do it with like three Beastmasters and a Summoner, and you can knock it down to maybe 45 minutes. I think we ended up having three Beasts, two Summoners, two Corsairs, a Dark Knight who was like just there because he needed the OHAT, and
okay,
that was it.
Okay.
Innocent bystander.
Yeah.
He did die.
He did die. Yes.
We did three OHATs. Did it pretty quickly too. It's pretty easy when you do it with beast pets and whatnot. Also spent like half that day farming like two sets of eyeballs.
Oh, I know what we did.
What did you do? What
What we tried to do. We tried to finish up the last coup d'etat mission.
Couple times.
We wiped at 1% and 3%.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It's like, oh, we're all dead. What's he at? 1%. Damn it. Died. Was he at 3%? Maybe the DOT will kill him. Kicks us out. It's like, well, one of these days we're going to go back and kill that damn thing. But, yeah.
Yeah, that was an interesting fight, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, just does a nuke, does 5,000 damage. It's like, bang!
What was it, ice weather, or double ice weather on ice day or something like that?
Yeah.
Freeze did, it was almost like 5,000 damage.
Yeah, Freeze 2 did like 4.9, I think.
Yeah. It was good stuff.
I did a couple of weapons kills for like 4,000 when they were sneak attacks. Mm-hmm. But, we were doing it for Gwyn and Gwenny. I actually don't need the fight. But, it was fun to help. The music is really weird. As I described it, it kind of feels like a mix between like the Ninja Turtles theme if it were done by Whitney Houston.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't understand where you're coming from that. That's just...
I don't either. But okay. I there was no way for me to place that music. It's just very odd, even for Final Fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah, the salvage thing, you know, salvage doesn't drop, so nothing to report on there. I think that's it. I really haven't leveled Pup in a while. I've been doing Limbus and salvage and all that BS.
Okay.
Quiet week on the Western Front.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow. We are done with Endgame already. Holy moly. How long have we been recording, Fusion?
About 40 minutes or so.
Woo-wee! Alright, let's do our emails.
No, you're right, email. We read the other one earlier.
Well, there was two, but you kind of already read one, so...
Right, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Excuses.
There was two. Not a whole lot this week, but... the email that we got is from Snow Shadow of Carbuncle. She says, Hi, PFA crew, this is Snow Shadow from the Carbuncle server. Hope you are all have all been having a good week. I hope you can enlighten me on something I've been wondering about ever since I reached level 52. Now, most players over 50 in Final Fantasy XI realize some point in time that ZOMG, my AF is coming soon. Am I one of those people? I am one of those people, but looking at the quests, I find them rather unsoloable. Do any of you hosts know if the AF quests were originally intended to be done in a party of people who had the same job as you? Some of the quests are literally impossible to solo if you don't have a job over level 60. Does this go back to Square Enix's point that working together always gives the best results? Thanks so much, guys. Have another great week. Keep up the wonderful work. Signed, Snow Shadow of the Carbuncle server. I think a lot of the stuff in this game was geared to get help from other people to enlist in mm-hmm. friends.
Well, and one thing to look at, too, you know, when the game first came out, you know, people were in 75. 75 wasn't even the level cap. So right. As, you know, stuff has been coming out, new abilities, the level cap went up. Things that maybe weren't intended to be done by one person can be done by one person. Mm-hmm. You know, things like I soloed, I think it was like Bastok 8-2 on Derg. It wasn't that hard. You know, people like, you know, Red Mages like soloing Shadow Lord, you know. What was once the boss of Final Fantasy can be soloed now. So, you know, it's possible. You know, we've seen with some of the newer jobs from Ottergon and, you know, Wings of the Goddess that for the most part you can solo. It's like you just gather crafting materials. And technically you could say the same with coffers from some of the older jobs, though, you know, things like the Temple of Ugly Coffer, there's no way you're going to be able to go in there at that level. It's impossible.
Well, Garlia's Citadel is a good example because, you know, before, you know, Wings of the Goddess, in order to get in there, you had to have at least four people to help you open the door.
Right,
you know,
that's
one. Three other people to help you open the doors.
Right. But I think with AF in particular, like, they kind of do a mix where, you know, I'll say some coffers are soloable, some are not.
For sure.
There's, you know, always...
And it depends on what job you're going to do them.
Depends on the job, you know, but there's usually at least one or two fights involved with getting AF, you know, so mm-hmm. it's like you need more, you know, a few people for that. So it's a little bit of solo and a little bit of a partying, I think, with AF.
I think you're right. With my Beastmaster level to 75, and, like, my Dirk level to 75, I think I can, with the jobs that I have, I can solo everything up to the fights, and then I'm going to need at least maybe one more person to help me do that. So.
I know Beastmaster can, at 60, can duo the last Beastmaster AF.
Yes.
The one with, like, the two tigers and a hound or something like that.
Yeah, I think that was meant for that purpose specifically.
That's what it seems like, because I think there's two mobs. Or
there's two tigers that pop, and there's one mob that you have to fight. And you can, the mobs that pop are charmable. So it makes perfect sense that you and your other Beastmaster buddy charm the two tigers and have a happy old time with that boss. So even jobs that, well, I don't even know, was Beastmaster meant to solo? I don't think it was.
Who knows?
But even jobs that are, you know, looked upon as solo jobs, you know, mm-hmm. need other people to help them with their stuff.
Pet jobs are people too.
Word Fusion X. Yep. Thanks.
Yep.
And that is all of the emails. No, that was the email.
Email.
Wow. That's all we have for this week, dude.
We need some news is what we need.
It's true. We need some news.
We need some avatars and some job adjustments. Some Wings
of
the Goddess missions. Some non-crappy add-on scenarios. I didn't say that.
yes.
Hopefully we'll...
He was going for a long shot.
Yeah. He was... Well, on our poll, they did say...
Oh, yeah, we can talk about the poll.
Yeah, they did say that... What was the end result on that poll? What did most people say?
For the
legs.
Yeah.
Yeah, legs.
Legs
was...
Legs right now is winning with 54% of the votes.
I'm telling you, Shantotto shorts.
I want Lycopodium boxer shorts.
Do you? Lycopodium boxers.
Just imagine this, and I'm sorry if you can't sleep tonight because of this. Galka. Okay. Swimsuit top. Boxer shorts with little Lycopodium heads. And maybe a Santa hat.
What? You, sir.
What? How creative could they possibly be with pants that they could...
They could put, like, a podium boxer shorts in. That's how creative
could be. No, seriously, though. You know, like, you know, they were very creative with the headpieces for Mugo Kuko
d'Etat. They could do designs or something. It's Square Enix. They'll figure something out. They were creative
with the body pieces, but...
The pants will have, like, 30 zippers and, like, 5 belts or something.
How can you make pants exciting?
Have Tetsuya Nomura design them.
Man, that was some good maneuvering. I don't know how I managed to hit the mute button before I sneezed.
Wow.
Jeez.
I was able to hold it back for that long. I was like, whoa!
I think it'll be
like hands or feet.
Children's
I don't know, maybe
toes.
Not hands. I don't know. Maybe just boots. Maybe it'll be like some crazy boot. I just don't see how sweet they could make the pants. You know? Maybe they'll be like hammer pants.
Hammer pants?
Yeah, dude.
Hammer time.
Augment hammer time +10.
That's right. It says Dusk to Dawn equals Hammer Time. Like on the Ninja AF.
Jeez.
Yes. Exactly.
Someone a hammer
but yeah,
brother
how,
from
Mario. How exciting
Mario.
Did they make the pants? I don't know.
If it is pants, I'm sure they'll think of something.
Maybe they'll be like Shantotto's pants.
I honestly, like, if you're going
I don't
for
think
something,
we
that
fit
looks, something that looks
take her
cool.
pants off and give them to you.
Whoa.
And she'll come up with some clever rhyme about it.
There you go.
Like she does.
Bust out, like her Rappa the Rappa style, and you gotta do, like, a button mini game.
Punch, punch, kick.
Roses are red, violets are blue. You can have my pants. They're all for you. Take off pants. I got nothing.
Just stop right there, and please.
No more pantsless Shantotto. All right, just erase pants. That from your brain.
Pantsless Shantotto. No.
Depants the Taru. It's like
it's
pinning
so
the pants.
That'd be an interesting minigame for the add-on.
It's so wrong.
You started it, sir.
I didn't mean to go there with it. It wasn't it wasn't
but that is
meant
where it
to
went,
be.
And you're to blame.
Wasn't meant to be like that. You made it that way. I just started it. All right. Let's end.
That's
this.
It.
Yeah.
That poll is still up too, so you can if you haven't voted already, go ahead. And
I love
Shantotto,
by the way. I'm a huge Shantotto fan.
I could care less. I really could.
I didn't know yep. anything about Shantotto. What, if you level Black Mage and get like the Black Mage storyline, you'll come to appreciate her a little more. But
no, you won't.
Yeah, you will.
You know, she done, rhymes. She's it, a Taru. She's annoying. Run. I just doesn't do it for me. I don't know.
She's cool. All right. Our email address is hosts@petfoodalpha.com. Feel free to send us an email. With your comments, questions, etc. Yeah, don't forget we're part of the Extra Life event, and we have a link on our site if you want to get involved and donate to the Extra Life fund for Team PFA. Go, go, Team PFA. Woot. Yeah, Radio XI. Nothing new out there yet.
Biscuits.
Cake, please.
Oh, jeez. Also, another reminder, too. PFA contributor is going to be listening to this episode in, I don't know, probably 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
If you're interested in being a PFA contributor to get access to our unedited episodes early, you can go ahead and donate to our little PayPal fund there. Donate button is on the lower right-hand corner of the website. If you do make a donation, please send a PM to me in the forums, giving me some of the details of the donation, and I will give you access to the contributor forum where you can give your input to the episodes we're planning for each week, as well as download the episode
early by like a day,
early.
Sometimes a
couple
two.
Days, yeah.
Anything.
I'm in school bucks. Now, so I won't be able to get the stuff edited as fast now. So this probably a couple days.
Anything over $5 gets you $5 or more gets you access to the contributors forum. All the proceeds will help all of us hosts get to Fan Fest this year, which would be awesome.
That should
be
announced pretty soon if they're still doing it. You know, around the same time, I think, like. First week of October, I think, is when they started announcing stuff last year or a little before that. So we should be hearing something pretty soon about that if they're planning on having it this year still. So,
truth. All right. Thank you very much for tuning in this week, and we'll see you next week right here on Pet Food Alpha. Everybody say goodnight.
See ya.
Good night.
Faith and arms.
Faith and arms.
Jeez.
Jevenpeck.
All
right.
What?
That's what the mages say when they're
Area
like,
Luma.
No, that no.
Area Luma is like one of their greetings too.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay. Faith and arms.